Well, the Sinn Féin MP, Conor Murphy, is with us this morning. What on earth is going on?
Well, I think as Gerry Kelly outlined it yesterday, and this isn't just our view, this is the view of the other parties who are at the talks process, what purports to be a talks process. It is the view of both governments, privately, that the DUP have stayed outside the process. They are quite clearly, and everyone understands this, who's at the talks process, and I know, you know, the temptation is to do a plague on all your houses, but the reality is that every other party has turned up there in good faith to engage in proper negotiations to try and work out a programme, to try and identify the issues that need to be talked, work out a time frame for dealing with them, to engage in a plenary so we can all sit down and agree that. They didn't show for that. And that hasn't happened, and it hasn't allowed the talks process to get started. So, I mean, we're there and willing. Other parties are there and willing. We all know what it's about. It's about the DUP and, by association, others involved in that North Belfast parading issue to try and extract more from the British Secretary of State in relation to some form of comfort for themselves in coming into the talks. They've had a letter from the British Secretary of State for over a week now. They've yet to respond to it, and meanwhile they continue to stay outside of the formal process. They haven't met the Irish government, they haven't met with ourselves, we haven't agreed a work programme.
The DUP say they've spent 45 minutes with Sinn Féin.
A matter as you know, appears to be the easy bit to throw in. This isn't Sinn Féin and the DUP, this is the DUP and the rest of the talks process.
Well, Peter Robinson has said, as lately as in a tweet last night, that he has spent 45 minutes with the Deputy First Minister yesterday discussing talks issues. Now, again, this descends into farce because Peter Robinson sends that out on Twitter. Martin McGuinness says, just to confirm, this is after Peter Robinson sends a tweet out, and then Martin McGuinness responds saying, just to confirm, no full talks plenary has taken place. There's so far been no bilateral talks between my party and the DUP. So now you have the First Minister and the Deputy First Minister, one saying black, the other saying white.
Well,
this is not some type of game.
No, well, I think there's a need to correct that. I mean, we don't want to be in this farcical situation in the DUP. We're up there trying to do the business. Peter Robinson told us last week that he had assembled a very, very strong talks team. We have yet to meet them. We've yet to see them. The Irish government have yet to meet them or see them. So, I regret that Martin has to correct stuff that's put out in social media. I would prefer, rather than asking for a conversation with Martin in Cardiff, that Peter Robinson and his team would sit down with Martin McGuinness and our team.
Okay, so he did ask for a conversation, and a conversation did happen then, is that right?
Sorry?
He did ask for a conversation, Peter Robinson, and a conversation did happen, is that right?
A conversation happened in Cardiff. It was.
Right. So then there were talks.
You can't describe that as a part of the talks process. The talks process, we've been through negotiations since Good Friday and before. We know what a negotiation process looks like. People put their teams together, they come into a room, they sit down, they agree at a plenary session where everyone's there, what the process is going to be, how it's going to work, how long it's going to take, what issues are up for discussion. And then they get into a series of meetings, either party to party, tri-party, multilaterals, plenaries with all parties involved in both governments, and that's how they hammer these things out. That hasn't happened. We're there now 2 weeks. If Peter Robinson thinks the substitute for any proper engagement is a conversation in Cardiff, minus any of the teams at all with Martin, then that's not a proper engagement. If they think firing out a paper, giving it to the media at the same time they're giving it to other parties and having the media ask questions about us without any opportunity to interrogate them as to some of the issues behind it is a proper talks process, well, then that's not the case. And we're quite simply saying that. And so are the other parties, by the way. If you listen to what the SDLP and the Alliance are saying, and we have had discussions with both governments, and everybody shares the same frustration that we share, is that we aren't able to get off first base as yet. And the sooner the DUP stop messing about with the North Belfast parades issue and come into the talks proper, because, I mean, one element of these talks...
So are you saying to me that the talks are being held back over one parade in North Belfast? Is that what you're saying to me?
I'm saying to you that the British Secretary of State issued a letter. We told her she was making a mistake. She issued a letter to the DUP, which they have shared with this coalition of groups, which the majority of which are anti-agreement. In relation to this issue, they have yet to respond to the letter as of yesterday when we met with the British and Irish governments, and we're still waiting to see whether they will respond to that and engage properly in the process. So you can only conclude from that, as all our parties have, that the DUP are staying outside the process until they extract something further from the British Secretary of State, and we have told her quite clearly that she's making a mistake in indulging them in this fashion. that they should be told to get into talks with the racists. That's what the public expect us to do. That's what we were elected to do, to try and sort out difficult issues. That's what the Haas process was about. That's what the party leaders' process was about. And they walked from both of those. And now we're in a process of talks and they've yet to walk into them.
Your critics would say you're playing a game here. This is manoeuvring. You're trying to take the attention away from the Maria Cahill story.
Well, I think that's nonsense. You look at the number of spokespersons people Sinn Féin have put up in relation to that issue over the last 10 days, the number of statements our party has issued, we're clearly not shirked. Dealing with that issue, we're upfront dealing with it. But we're also elected and in part, and supposed to be part of a talks process, which is about dealing with a whole range of issues, including important legacy issues as well from the conflict. And, you know, we are sitting there twiddling our thumbs, waiting to get started, as are the other parties, as are both governments.
So what are you going to do if the DUP hold their position?
Sorry?
What are you going to do if the DUP hold their position?
Well, I think we have said to both governments and we have said to the other parties, and I think there's a broad sense of agreement that the longer this goes on, we have said at the very outset that there isn't a credible process. And I think the longer this goes on, the way it's going on, then I think all of us who are trying to participate in that increasingly look less credible. Now, we have the US senator coming next week, and maybe that will provide some fresh impetus to this. I sincerely hope it does, because it's embarrassing for everybody who's involved in that process that we haven't been able to get it started yet, and we're sitting there 2 weeks.
So if it's not a credible process, in your words, what are you doing in it, and should you not be reviewing your participation in it?
No, because the reality is that we're there about defending the Good Friday Agreement and the institutions that flow from the Good Friday Agreement. That agreement was endorsed across this island. It has very, very wide support.
It just says it's not credible.
No,
the process is incredible.
The fact is that there is a small axis within the DUP and associated with others who are anti-agreement, who are opposed to power sharing, who only came in at St Andrews because they didn't have to vote for the Deputy First Minister, who are now refusing to vote for a Sinn Féin speaker, who are trying to undo the Good Friday Agreement. So I think the mandate that all of the parties have, and both governments, is to defend the Good Friday Agreement. So we're not about walking away from anything.
Yeah, well, the DUP will be on the programme later on, but they would say
access to actually bring down the institutions and to bring down all of the gains that have been made under
the DUP would say that it's your party that has plunged this country into crisis over your reluctance and indeed your insistence that you're not going to budge on welfare reform, that you're bringing the institutions down.
Well,
maybe deliberately so.
Look at this, and you've critiqued this many times over the last number of years. The executive hasn't been functioning because there hasn't been a willingness to engage in proper partnership and power sharing. That goes back a number of years. It's gone across a number of issues. We've been through the Haas process, which unionism walked away from at the end. We've been through the party leaders process, which unionism walked out over the Ardoyne parade. And we're now into another talks process. There are a range of issues. And it is important that we sort out the budgetary and financial issues. And we're willing to try and reach agreement on all of the issues, including the huge swathe of cuts that are being made and are continue to be made to the block grant, which far outweighs anything to do with welfare reform. But we will be there trying to deal with all of those issues. We have a talks team assembled now for 2 weeks, sitting in Parliament buildings, waiting to do business, and we haven't got off the starting blocks yet.
Well, let's see what people think this morning. By the way, that's a hell of a thing you've just said, Conor Murphy, that the institutions haven't been functioning for years.
There's clearly a dysfunction at the heart of the executive over this last number of years. You could start dated with the letter from America, which withdrew an agreement from a programme of government commitment, and you could take it to a range of issues which the DUP have reneged on, up to the refusal to vote for a Sinn Féin speaker in spite of a publicly made commitment by the First Minister. And so clearly, I mean, we have said, Martin McGuinness said the last number of years in the executive has been appalling. There has been a dysfunction at the heart of the government, and that is down to a lack of will to share power and to engage in proper partnership government. And that is because, in our view, an anti-agreement axis has now seized control of the DUP and is making life difficult for their leader.
And when you say
we can't allow that to unreal or derail the agreements that have been made all
over
the
years. Can't do much about it if they're not in talking to you. You can't force them to talk to you.
No, but I think you and the general public and all of the other political parties, and in particular the British government, and we've said this to them, in particular, the British government have an influence, and people need to bring that influence to bear. I think the general public want to see, despite all of the difficulties in our political institutions, they want to see them functioning and functioning properly. And certainly all of the parties that we have engaged with thus far over the last 2 weeks also share that. So I think collectively, and perhaps with the assistance of the US administration, we need to try and ensure people step up to the plate, engage properly, and try and hammer out
and if they don't,
these issues.
And if they don't, what's the bottom line here?
If they don't, they can't. cannot be allowed to wreck the Good Friday Agreement. And I think then they have to declare clearly where they stand in relation to all agreements.
And what, though? What can you do?
Well, then I think you're into the court of public opinion in that one. If people want to try and bring down power sharing institutions, then they will answer to the people for that. There are people there who want to do business. All of the other parties, both governments, now involved in the US administration, want to do business. I think everyone needs to put their shoulder to the wheel. I mean, Peter Robinson says that he wants these institutions to work. So I think this is the test of whether that's the case or not.
So over the last week, you've been sitting up there, in your words, twiddling your thumbs.
Yes, well, we've been engaging with other parties. We've engaged with both governments. We've tried to get some sense of whether we whether the DUP are actually engaged in this at all. We have been trying to get a work programme agreed, a timetable agreed.
Are you going to respond to their paper on welfare reform?
Sorry?
Are you going to respond to their paper on welfare reform?
I'd like to sit down with them. The reality is we got that paper on Tuesday. Within an hour, the BBC were able to ask us questions about the detail of it, so clearly they got the paper at the same time as us. That, again, indicates to us that these things aren't serious. And we would like the opportunity to sit down with them, and we're very clearly happy to go through any paper they want to produce with them, talk face-to-face, talk team-to-talk team, like any other negotiation here has been conducted all over the years.